worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
We are the podcast with the smoothest armpits on the internet.
I will take that to the grave.
That's right.
It's the one thing we have.
It's a freak accident. And I know you're already thinking, I've made a terrible mistake coming here. Well, welcome! We are happy to have you. I'm the host. My name is Crisco, and of course, I'm joined by my, essentially, my right arm and my left arm, Lazy E.
Oh, I'm on the right. I'm the dominant.
Yes.
I'm the dominant arm.
Yeah, because I am right-handed. If I were left-handed, it'd be totally different.
And right when you're done with all this spiel, I got to know about this Band-Aid.
I have a Thor Band-Aid on my finger.
Yeah, we got to figure out about... we'll get to it.
And Mickey is here as well.
Still. I'm going with you got a paper cut.
No, not a paper cut. Something a little bit more violent.
Ooh.
Not quite more violent, but first, afreakaccident.com is the website. And the email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. Reach out to us, leave your mailing address, and we will send you some stickers. By the way, stickers in the mail.
Oh!
For everybody who wanted them, they're on their way out.
Even
finally.
Ukraine guy?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's like in about 3 months, he's going to get it once it gets through Putin.
I know, he's already, right.
Putin might end up getting our stickers.
Putin's, how sweet would that be?
He's walking out on stage and he has
If you get, if he's at his podium giving like one of his terrible speeches and then like the sticker is right there on the side of the podium, like he just starts,
that'd be great.
He just starts, slapping them all over the place around the Kremlin.
I thought you said Gremlin at first. I was like,
Billy Peltzer, what does he have to do with any of this? It's like, what's going on? But welcome to our podcast. We're happy to have you here. Thanks for playing along. Lots of cool stuff to talk about tonight, including my awesome Thor Band-Aid.
Yeah, I saw it and I was like, wow, five-year-old's here. What's
you
going on?
You can see Thor's on there. I got a Thor Band-Aid.
What did you
How
do?
How old are you again?
I am 28.
Okay.
Going on...
Three. Okay.
Like, did you pick too hard?
No, I was slicing bread.
Mm-hmm.
And
you put your finger in the way.
And I cut my finger. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Basically what happened.
Oh, did
it wasn't it wasn't anything cool like, oh yeah, I was fight clubbing and the guy bit it, you know, as I was pummeling his eyes into the back of his neck. No, it wasn't anything cool like that.
I wouldn't believe that anyways with a Thor Band-Aid. Sorry.
Why not? Thor's cool.
No.
Yeah, not for a Band-Aid.
He's got a hammer, only he can lift.
Yeah.
You are unworthy!
Cool. I had a lot of those instances, though, cutting myself. I'm sure Mickey has, too, because...
Oh, we're going to a dark place right now.
No.
Not like
Lazy,
that.
E just admitted to cutting himself.
I don't know if I want to know about this.
Oh.
No, when I was a server and when I worked at Annie Ann's Pretzels. When I worked there,
that dough gets sharp. You know?
No,
I was just thinking the same thing. I'm like, what's sharp there?
No, that was a gruesome one. That's when I was ringing somebody out. I had my hand down on the counter, like kind of like this. And then all of a sudden, someone shut the drawer.
Ooh.
It pinched my finger so hard, it cut down to the meat.
Oof.
Mm.
It was so painful. So the other time I was working at the steakhouse, well, former steakhouse around here, and I was... just picking up stuff. Someone left the knife in the napkin.
Ew.
Oh, that was really bad. Oh, and the bad thing is, do you know what they used to wrap it up? They
a
took
dirty towel.
Yeah.
But so you could have gotten AIDS as well.
Well, probably not that far.
Assuming they left spit on there.
Or infection probably would have been more likely.
AIDS is an infection.
Well, not...
It's always going to take it to a dark place.
Yeah. Come on.
No, you can't be proud of yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I am proud of myself.
Yeah, I can see it. It's inside of you. You're like a five-year-old. You're Thor Band-Aid.
Yeah.
You built a house out of blocks, and you're like, yeah. Today's my day. Mickey, have you ever cut yourself that bad when you were serving?
I think the best story I have, not from serving, I was building a friend's porch for her and terrified of blood. So I'm cutting and...
She is or you are?
She is.
Okay.
And I'm cutting all the boards. I'm getting to like the last set of stairs and I feel something, but I didn't really notice. Oh. And I noticed the blood all over the blade. And I'm uh-oh. So now I'm checking my hands, and I saw my finger had, I literally, it kicked back on me, the wood had, and it just took a chunk out of my finger. But I was able to kind of glue it back together. So I grabbed paper towels. I ran in the house. I'm like, we have to go to the emergency room now. She's like, why? I'm like, don't ask dumb questions. So she gets me to the hospital, and I had been squeezing it so tight so she wouldn't see the blood and freak out. That it wasn't, it was stuck together. So the nurse is like, oh, I don't think it's that bad. So she starts cleaning it. And I didn't tell my friend to leave the room.
Oh, no.
So she squirts it to start cleaning it. And my whole finger flops sideways.
Ooh.
And my girlfriend flops out of the chair onto the floor and passes out.
Blood.
What?
Blood.
I don't even know what that is.
That's the blood kid. Blood. Blood.
I mean, okay. So I mean, hey, there's no better place to pass out and smash your face than
a hospital.
It's
fine.
Which finger did you like detach?
That one. I have no feeling left in it. It's
weird.
Gone.
Weird.
Oh, it was fun.
It looks like normal.
It does. Yeah. You can see. They did a good job. There's a little screw up there on the finger, but
crazy.
Check this out. You can still see the scar. I just noticed that from the one at the steak
place.
There
you go.
Right there.
Yeah.
Badge of honor.
Isn't it interesting when you slice yourself with a power tool or something like that, though, that you don't even realize
it. Oh, I had no idea. It took me looking and seeing the blood on the blade and the wood to be like, oh, I hurt myself.
Right.
But yet you get a paper cut, and it's the worst pain in the world.
Right. Yeah, dude, why do paper cuts hurt so bad?
We'll have to find that out next week.
Here's another question, because Hello Nurse and I were talking about this. Why do bee stings hurt so bad? They're such a small insect. They're tiny, like wasps. It hurts worse than like any other pain I could imagine off the top of my head.
Yeah, they don't bother me.
It hurts bad.
I know. I haven't been stung in a long, long time.
That's what I mean. Like, I cut my finger with a sharp knife. This didn't even hurt that bad when I cut it. I just put the Band-Aid on it because I didn't want the blood to keep gushing out of it. But you get stung by a bee. It's such a small insect, and the stinger is so tiny. But that sucker hits you. And, like, I mean, the last time I got stung by a bee, I actually yelled because it hurt so loud. So bad. It hurt so loud. Hurt so bad.
Hurt so loud.
Why do bee stings hurt? I don't know. It doesn't seem like it should.
Maybe it's the same theory as the paper cut. Maybe the thinner the slice, the more pain?
Maybe, yeah.
Because it's such a deep one, maybe because it hurts your nerves when you cut yourself with a knife.
You just kind of miss the nerves completely.
Oh, or maybe it damages them. That you don't have feeling with it?
I don't know. Somebody who has answers,
please.
Email us, freaks@freakaccident.com. There's got to be doctors or scientists out there somewhere
that have answers to these questions.
Yeah.
WebMD.
Dear WebMD, why do bee stings hurt so bad?
You get an answer back, you have cancer.
Pretty much every answer to every inquiry on WebMD.
Yep.
Yeah, sure. So we got a great show lined up this episode, though. And I say that, I got to start thinking of a different thing to say.
You really do.
Because I say it every week. I mean, it's never not true, but at this point, it's kind of like...
Why don't we just say, like we'll rewind the tape.
This show
fix it in post.
Is going to be... miraculous.
Or check out what's coming on our show. You're going to love this. Boom.
Okay. I should just leave it up to you from now on.
Well, here we go. We have two different things. Edit and post. We'll be good.
He is the radio professional.
Hey, just because I'm an ex-radio professional.
You're losing your touch.
Oh, yeah. honk, honk, honk. No, I'm not losing my touch because I've been out of it.
He never loses his touch. Believe me.
Neither do you, despite the fact that apparently your hands have gone through meat grinders multiple times over the years.
I'm like a superhero. It gave me extra feel.
Yeah. I was going to say, your fingers are still so smooth and gentle.
I know.
I don't understand.
I've got city hands. They're soft.
What?
Yeah, you either have country hands or you have city hands. I have city hands. Look, Mickey. Soft. They're gentle.
Don't touch me.
Listen, look at
that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you like that?
That's what I'm talking about.
They're gentle.
How could you not like that?
No.
Hey, miraculous show, including things like The Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, dude. Normally we wouldn't talk about this, but this is messed up.
Yeah. And why wouldn't we normally talk about this? It's news.
No, I mean Bachelor in general.
Oh, yeah.
But this screwed up ABC completely for the next couple
because
months.
The show's not going to happen. Put something else in there.
Wait until...
Bring back here. Flash Forward, you jerks. That show was great, and you canceled it before the first season was even over.
Different topic, different day.
Okay. The top things to do before you're 50 is another thing we'll be covering today. We teased that last week,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah.
We also teased last week, we're making good on it, the first installment of Lazy E's Wizard World series of interviews.
Yeah, and hopefully we don't get sued by the baseball league for dog.
No, Wizard World series.
A Wizard World, comma, series.
Right, yeah.
It's perfect.
Come at me, MLB, you jerk.
Don't say that.
So that's happening. Who's the first interview that we've got on deck here?
I completely blanked out.
You did it!
I know, but I had so many that it just blanked out of my head.
Thomas Ian Nicholas.
Do you know why I didn't say it? Because I always screw up the order of his names, because it's three first names.
It is. Yeah, that would be confusing. Yeah, Thomas Ian Nicholas. You know him from, like, Rookie of the Year and American Pie, that series as well. He was in those. He's got a new movie coming out. He's also a very talented musician. Magician? No, he's playing a magician.
Oh, wait until, though, you hear the backstory behind that.
I look forward to it. We'll get to that later on in the show. We've also got The Non-Sexy Summer. Is apparently the best way to describe 2017.
The one just freaks me out.
Weird stuff. And allegedly, according to the New York Times anyway, the 25 best movies of the 21st century so far.
You know what?
Literally none of them on the list.
You guys listen along. I think you're going to agree with us that this is maybe one or two.
If you're listening to this show, you're going to agree with us in our assessment of such claims.
And then at the very end of the show,
we're going to...
The next interview, you'll find out.
See, that went in a totally different direction than I thought it was going to.
Why?
I was thinking something much more PG-13.
The next interview? Well, that's PG-13.
Oh. Oh, you made it.
What?
Okay.
Huh?
What? Huh?
I said the next thing. The next
you know
interview.
What? From last week where you and I were completing thoughts and we were literally reading each other's minds, this week we are so disconnected, it's odd.
I know.
I don't know how to feel. I feel so alone. I'm alone in a deep, dark place. Somebody come help me.
It's called the closet.
Lazy E, where are you? You're normally close to me.
Help. Where are you? Alone.
We'll see if we can find each other in this episode of A Freak Accident.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are A Freak Accident.
Almost paradise. We're knocking on heaven's door.
Oh, no.
Not in this case.
No, no. The other place, maybe.
This is bad.
Cover your ears, kids. Heck. Knocking on Heck's door. This was, I mean, admittedly, I'm surprised that it took this long for something like this to happen.
Agreed. Bachelor in Paradise we're talking about. Everybody's been talking about this incident.
Kind of a big news story. Mickey, have you heard about it?
Nope.
Okay, so what happened was...
Should I explain what Bachelor in Paradise is?
Go
compared
right
to
ahead.
Compared to the Bachelor or Bachelorette, what Bachelor in Paradise is it takes all those contestants that were sent off from those shows.
Okay.
And they put them all on this island. So it's not one guy looking for a girl or one girl looking for a guy. It's just a bunch of guys, bunch of girls hooking up.
Oh, boy. So it's like Big Brother all over again.
Except I like that show, and I'm not going to... Why did I admit that?
So it's not like one person giving out roses like the other shows. It's just a hookup festival.
It's basically trying to find a relationship with all of them.
And you're surprised this happened.
Let's get to the actual story of it.
The cast of the new season from The Hollywood Reporter. Cast of the new season of ABC's Bachelor in Paradise has been sent back to the United States because it was filming in Mexico.
Supposed to come out August 8th.
Yeah, sent back to the United States amid an internal investigation into allegations of misconduct, quote unquote.
Yeah, and it took a while for them to reveal who the names were, but those eventually came out. DeMario Jackson and what was the other girl's name? Corinne
Olympios?
Yeah, that's it. The story goes, Corinne got shwasted.
Okay.
And then DeMario decided to
take advantage?
In the pool.
She got raped, is essentially what
happened. That's assault, brother.
Lovely.
It was bad.
Yeah. Apparently, witnesses at the Mexican resort told TMZ 2 hours after her encounter with DeMario, she was stumbling drunk, eyes closed, slurring badly, and wearing her clothes inside out. Yeah. And she insists she was so wasted she was incapable of giving consent.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, it seems like that's the case.
Okay.
But how many girls make that up when they get caught in an embarrassing moment of having sex with somebody they didn't want to?
Well, I mean, that could theoretically be. I mean, but then again, having seen... I do not watch reality TV. Uh-huh. I've never seen an entire episode of Survivor or Big Brother or any of those shows.
Okay.
But I've seen bits and pieces of all of them to get the gist, kind of. And knowing what these shows tend to be about, you know, you got The Bachelor, 15 guys or whatever show up to court one woman, and the first episode, somebody's getting their hanky-panky going on. You know what I mean? It's like, so I don't doubt that in that environment where you're on a resort and everybody's partying and drinking that something like this happened. This is the point. Really, I think that it is the root of the problem with all of this is kind of the atmosphere that these shows foster, don't you think?
Not only that, they're giving them free alcohol.
Right.
And they're only feeding them during certain points of the day, so you're feeding them more alcohol than you're feeding them food.
Right.
And then you're setting it up as a hookup fest, like you said.
Yeah.
So,
because that's what these shows are always about. It's not about, oh, two people falling in love. That's what they allege it's about. But what do you hear people talking about, though, when, you know, you're sitting around the office or, you know, you're at work or you're out at the bar or whatever? People are talking about, oh, did you see who hooked up with who? That's all that they care about is the hookups.
Or the fist fights.
Right. And that's what these freaking producers push for. Get in bed with each other. Just go do something. You're shocked that somebody went too far and, you know, force themselves on somebody. I'm not shocked. It doesn't make it okay. It definitely doesn't make it good. But I'm just saying, I'm not surprised. This is what you get when you put all of those ingredients into the cauldron and you stir it up.
Sure. Now, my question is, were they videotaping any portion of this? Or was this off of when they were shooting?
Well, I don't know if any I would imagine cameras were on them because they were filming the show. Now, whether that camera was on them at that moment.
Right.
And that puts another thing. Why weren't those cameramen jumping in at that point?
Right.
I had heard somewhere, I think it was on one of the news reports, that they were filming it and the people filming it were visibly uncomfortable. It's like, why don't you stop it then?
Producers of the show came out after this all happened and they said they're disgusted with that particular version of The Bachelor. They said it's just pornography.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
On ABC.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you're saying that now. You weren't saying that 2 days ago when it was lying in your pockets with friggin' money, though.
Yeah.
Maybe if it disgusts you, don't take it to pilot. How about that?
I saw a thing, and this was back in the original reality show, really, The Real World, and this was back during kind of like its heyday, and these people came out online and talked about what they look for in the casting corrals.
Okay.
And they said what they basically
people with questionable ethics.
Well, no, not ethics. They look for people who are more or less schizophrenic, like in the sense that they're just bipolar. They have emotional up and downs, crazy ones.
The kind of people who are going to generate drama.
Yeah, and the ones that show that they drink a lot. Mm. Why do you think the cutoff age on that show was 23, I think, or 24? Because after that, you grow up. I don't know what it is for this show, but
yeah. Warner Brothers, who is responsible for producing the series, said, "We have suspended production and we are conducting a thorough investigation of these allegations. Once the investigation is complete, we will take appropriate responsive action." The host said, "Safety and care of the cast and crew of our show is the utmost important to us." Not really.
Well, the host, I don't really blame because he's just getting paid. He's not. He isn't the producer.
No, nope, you threw your lot in with this. This is all.
Well,
on
it's
you.
Gonna go blame. They're gonna blame him, Chris Hansen, I believe it is. But you are just a figurehead.
I blame everybody. I blame the studio who produces it. I blame the people who thought of it. I blame the people who put the cameras on it, the resorts who agree to it, the contestants who go to be a part of it, the people who watch it, and the advertisers who advertise on it. You all share blame in this situation.
In this particular Bachelor. The other ones, there's not really that kind of issue, I guess.
At least not that we've heard of.
Well, true.
Wait, now that this has come out, those stories are going to start surfacing. Well, wait till you hear what happened on the set of The Bachelorette back in 2007.
Well, yeah. It's one of those things where I think the original intention of the show got so diluted by this point. Like, the first episode, you never saw people getting drunk, or the first season, you never saw people getting drunk, you never saw people, like...
Random hookups on episode one with, like, five people.
Much like The Real World. It was living a life, and then all of a sudden, it morphed into drunk sex,
right.
Fight.
Who's hooking up, who's fighting. And this is kind of what I mean. Like, there's a lot of talk out there about rape culture now, that there's, like, a culture...
Yeah.
Of rape. I don't necessarily know that I agree with that, but I definitely agree there's more a chance of it happening when you have a culture that seems to be so obsessed with hooking up and watching hookups on TV, watching it happen, obsessing over it happening, talking about it happening, encouraging it happening.
Watching it. Yeah.
Yeah. When you have like a culture of people literally where one of the biggest television shows on TV is about people hooking up. Like, when you objectify people in that way, don't be surprised when people start treating each other as objects.
Sure.
Well, ultimately...
Stop it, society. You're better than this.
You're going to see it stop because now ABC is scrambling.
Yeah.
What do they air in the summer?
A Freak Accident.
Oh.
Mickey just, like, jumped backwards about a foot when I said that.
Like, that's a terrible idea.
Chris Hansen, you could come on and be part of the show.
Listen,
we have a fourth mic.
Lazy E and I will hook up. I mean, we can guarantee that.
And there will be no question about it. None.
We've given each other eternal consent. It was a weird little ritual that we did a couple of years ago.
And Mickey will watch out of pleasure.
Yeah. there was a white rat and, like, you know, a cobra and a golden idol involved in that ritual. It was strange.
Man, you're just... Oh, yeah. Come on, baby. Your sexy dog is too much.
Shut that show down, though, that one. Seriously, yes. We're wholesome family fun on this program.
Yeah. Kind of.
Mickey's blinking, like, more than normal people blink. Like, what's happening?
None of the listeners can see you. The Morse code doesn't work.
It's fine.
Yeah, you can't ask for help. Nobody's listening. Nobody's coming for you. It's not happening.
I tried.
We're basically the producers of The Bachelor here. We're not going to save you.
No, until we get caught.
Yeah. Up next, the top things to do before you're 50 on a freak accident.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
How does it feel to be 50? Coming apart at the seams.
I'm not looking forward to it.
How does it feel to be 50?
I'm only a little more than halfway there.
Laxatives in your dreams.
That's me anyways. Megacolon aged me a little bit.
I think we might have bit off a little more than we can chew with this segment. I didn't realize it was 50 things to do before you're 50.
Well, we'll just read
That's
some.
That's a lot of things. Well, we might be able to get through the whole list.
I don't think we're going to get through 50.
From the Daily Mail. Well, now it's a challenge.
Well, no, we want to talk about it. We don't just rattle off a list.
If complete this list on a podcast is one of the things you need to do before you're 50, then we better get it done.
It's not.
I'm not going to live an unfulfilled life.
We'll do it over 50 episodes.
Yeah.
One apiece.
We'll be 50 years old still doing this show.
I know we will.
Download us on iTunes and leave us a good review.
iTunes won't even exist.
Yeah, right?
Download us on the Space Majigger.
The Space Majigger.
.com.
Okay, so, courtesy of the Daily Mail, this is 50 things you should do before your 50th birthday. Number one, buy a house.
Done.
Going to be done eventually. But I do own a house, so.
True. So you're practically there already.
Yeah.
You never had to get a mortgage underwritten, though, so.
Yeah, so.
Consider that. You've got the dream without any of the hassle and heartache.
Completed one without the hardship. Yeah.
The worst part of being a homeowner is having the friggin' mortgage. Number two, have kids.
Nope.
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 Well,
I got four dogs. That counts.
Yeah, wait, I have cats.
Fur children.
Yeah,
yes.
We're going to take that. We okay. get a half point for that.
Get married. Not nope. for everybody, but, you know, for some.
But you know what? That could also mean get married in your own way, like in sense.
In spirit.
You know, but that's what I mean. Like, you and Murder are together.
Basically
but,
married, just yeah. without the certificate of
right.
Confirmation or whatever it is. It's not registered with the courthouse, in other words.
I don't get the tax benefits.
Right.
Boo-hoo.
See, that's the only reason.
It really is.
Fall in love, number four.
Done.
I mean, who hasn't done that, though?
Well, no, but I think they mean that true love.
Oh, the true love thing?
Yeah.
It doesn't say true love, though. It says just fall in
okay,
love.
Okay, well, then you that technically is very vague. I mean, you could fall in love with anything.
The I love lamp shirt.
Yeah. I love lamp.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I do. I love lamp.
I love lamp. Eat fish and chips on the pier.
Done.
What pier?
Go ahead and tell them. Because I don't know.
NDP, go to Jersey, Boston, Maine.
Okay, then yes, I've done that. Done.
I haven't had fish and chips, though.
You've never had fish?
No, I mean, okay. On the pier. I've had fish and
I
chips.
I was like, what kind of sheltered life? I haven't had fish and, and yeah. French fries.
In fact, I'm grilling salmon tonight.
But
it's
going
to be
having
fantastic. No.
So, no, you're that.
I'm having rice and vegetables.
You fail.
And you don't have a pier in your backyard or the ocean.
I'll build one. I'll tear
or
down
a marsh
my,
even.
I'll tear down my neighbor's fancy new fence and make a pier out of it.
And go into their pool. There you go.
Donate blood? No, thank you.
Done.
I've given enough blood for when I had surgeries. That's enough.
As explained earlier in the show, I donated some blood to the stove this morning when I sliced my hand open. So there's that. Read 100 books. I've done that.
Nope.
I don't know. I didn't ever count how many books I read.
So you probably read more than 100
yeah,
at this
we'll go
point.
With that.
Nope.
Do Goosebumps books count? Because I read all of those.
Well, yeah,
yeah,
wait.
Yeah, definitely
if,
then.
If those count, I'm close.
There you go. See your favorite band live. I still have to do that.
Done that.
I have not, but because when, admittedly, Metallica was in Philly, I should have went, but yep. I didn't have the money for it at the time because of the whole ups and downs with my employment over the last year. So that is still on my bucket list.
I got to see my top favorite bands, Metallica, Guns N' Roses, and Foo Fighters, so I'm set.
Yeah, Foo Fighters.
I saw Cake quite a few times. I'm good.
I ate Cake.
Let's see. Where okay, learn a language. Learned English. Done.
Yeah, done. Perfect.
It didn't say a foreign language. It just said learn a language.
It doesn't matter. We are a foreign language somewhere.
Yeah, to somebody. To Miroslav, English is a foreign language.
Yeah, Miroslav, you know you're listening.
That's right. He is one of our listeners, actually. He's over in Ukraine. He loves us. Him and his whole family. Attend a music festival. Done.
Done.
Yeah.
Own a dog. Done.
Yep.
Learn to say no to your mother.
Yep.
Yeah, I've done that.
Mickey does it with aplomb.
Yeah, that was her first word to her mom. No.
Stay out all night partying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And boy, do I regret it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all do.
Some long nights. This is one I definitely want to do. See the Northern Lights.
Oh, yeah. My uncle got to do that.
Did he?
He, which was weird, him and his now wife, that's where they took their honeymoon, to Alaska. To fish.
Seen
like,
them
ugh.
From a plane.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool, though. I haven't even seen them from a plane. I mean, because you see pictures, video, mm-hmm. it's like they look so trippy. To see it with your own eyes is probably, like, mind-blowing.
Well, here we go. We could cheat it real quick.
Space electricity is what it is.
We could cheat it a little bit. See with this light from this phone? It's going north. We just saw the north light. Done.
Sweet. Check it off.
Check it off.
Visit Stonehenge.
Stonehenge?
Henge.
Is it Henge?
It's Henge.
Really?
You're wrong.
Oh my god, I learned something today.
Learn how to spell Stonehenge. There you go.
It's done.
And how to pronounce it. Remember where the gas cap is. That's easy.
Remember where gap
is. Look at
is.
The arrow on your little gas thermometer thingamajigger. What is the word I'm looking for?
Gas gauge?
Gas gauge. There it is.
Gas
There's
thermometer.
A little arrow.
I always want to know when my gas is hot and has a fever.
What is all the time, Alex? Yeah. That mega colon.
Well, no, but that is an interesting fact that a lot of people don't realize. And when
yes, I know.
Blew my mind when I found that out. When on your gas gauge, wherever the arrow's pointing, that's where your gas tank
that's
is.
That's the side of the car it's on, yeah. Travel, so wait, the car is where it's like in the back, in the trunk. Is it like pointing at you? Is there like a finger like pointing out of the dash, like right at your head?
Oh, that's an interesting question. What would happen
then? I
don't
know. Somebody I guess they just wouldn't have an arrow. You'd have to guess if it's in the front or the back.
Let's see. Where did I... travel somewhere alone. Sleep underneath the stars.
Oh, I have traveled somewhere alone.
Okay.
That's good. That's actually fun.
Sleep underneath the stars. Watch a meteor shower. Done that.
Yeah.
Dance in the rain. Become an expert at something.
Nope.
The dancing in the rain thing. I mean, does it count if you were drunk and you were coming out of a club?
Nope.
How about running through the rain because you got caught in the storm?
And just kind of cha-cha-ing along the way.
Yeah, that counts, I think.
With a chihuahua underarm.
Yeah, we're good.
Become an expert at something. I'd say we're expert podcasters.
Yeah. I think we're better than the majority.
I'm not checking that off my list.
Ouch. Quit a job.
Yep.
Done that.
Done it. See a volcano.
Nope. Ooh,
I'm terrified of that.
While it's erupting?
Yeah, that's the
how close do I need? Yeah, how close do I need to get? Visit all 7 continents.
That's not happening in my lifetime.
Throw a coin in the Trevi Fountain.
I don't even know what that is. I may have done it.
Maybe I pronounced that wrong. T-R-E-V-I. Trevi? Trevi? Is that over in... That's the one in Italy? The big one?
I think so.
Yeah.
Trevi?
I don't know. Take a helicopter ride. I've done that.
I haven't because the one time, and what made me not want to do it, you know how they always have them at the fair? My friend was next in line with his family. The helicopter went up, and then it went down with the people inside. They died.
Oh, boy.
Boink on the beach. Enjoy the sand burn.
No.
Enjoy the sand burn.
Not at all. That's the sand is already in your swim shorts and everything. You want to do it naked?
Nope.
Ugh. Swim with dolphins, go skinny dipping, ride a gondola in Venice. I'm sorry, who's going to pay me to do all this stuff? I don't have that kind of money.
I would love to do it.
Yeah, sure. You paying for it, Daily Mail? Because I'll do it. Let's see, make a snow angel. Who hasn't done that?
People that don't live in a snowy climate.
Ah, good point. I forget that not everyone lives in Pennsylvania. That's true.
Yeah,
point Mickey.
Take part in a protest. I just don't care enough. I've got too many other things to do than to walk around yelling.
We could protest the show
and
one day.
Accomplishing nothing. Sorry, Politicrisco slipping on
out. I saw.
Bring it back. Own your own business. Mickey,
getting
almost there. Almost there.
And technically, this is a business.
The podcast? Yeah, it's a business that doesn't make any money. It's not profitable, but it's a business.
It's a hobby.
We've put a lot of money into it.
Go in a hot air balloon. Ride an elephant. Climb Snowdonia.
What is Snowdonia?
I'm assuming it's a mountain somewhere.
I'm pretty sure I made a mound of snow in my yard at one point and called it Snowdonia. So yes, I've done it.
It's not like Everest or K2 or something. Jump into a pool fully clothed.
I've been thrown into one on several occasions.
Same.
Then you qualify.
Okay.
Backpack across Europe. Again, where am I getting this money from?
That's pretty cheap, though.
To backpack?
You stay in hostels and stuff. It's very cheap.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like
Yeah,
that.
I've seen the movie Hostel.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I'm not going to cry out loud. I'm just going to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't need to be sold into some European man's pit. Thank you very much. Perfect a signature dish.
Oh, mac and cheese?
Done.
All right.
Drink beer at Oktoberfest. And it probably doesn't mean the local one that they do at the ski resort up the hill. No, it probably means in Germany.
The real one.
Yeah.
I couldn't, Polish heritage, I'm not doing that.
Run a marathon. Lazy E and I have done a duathlon.
That counts.
Sure, why not? Get a tattoo.
Done that.
Ride a Vespa.
No.
Oh, I've done that. Oh, yes. I did it at the beach. I nearly crashed.
I'm so sorry.
Watch comedy at Edinburgh Fringe. Write a novel.
You're working on it.
I am. It'll never get done, but I'm working on it.
Doesn't matter. It said write one. You are writing
one. Yeah, nobody has to read it. It never has to be good.
And it doesn't have to be finished.
Yeah, right. As long as, as long as I complete a first draft. Right, that'll probably be good.
No, you want to
good writing.
Yeah, do you want to complete the complete?
I've
the
got
list?
Like 5 books that I haven't finished that are like in process.
Here's how you complete the list: take the one you don't like the most, and just put the end. Done.
Just kill everybody off in some terrible catastrophe, the end.
They all blew up, done.
Not a bad idea. Write a journal, spend a month. Oh, wait, it does say month. I'm not wearing my glasses. I'm practically 50.
I need
my readers.
Where's my bifocals?
Spend a month technology free.
Nope.
I already did that
I'm
when
almost
I
almost there.
Yeah. I already did that when I was younger.
Well, yeah, I guess when I no, because I played video games all the time. That's a lie.
Try drugs. Never have, probably never will.
Yeah,
done.
No.
I've done it. Not proud of it, but I've done it.
Have a threesome.
Me, proofreader, right hand. Done. Man, I'm killing this list.
Go to an airport and pick a random flight. Honestly, I wish we would have ended on 48 or 49, though, because that's I don't think this show's just downhill from there.
Yep.
Bravo, sir.
Thank you.
I am so proud of you right now.
Thank you.
Make that joke, 51.
Yeah.
Done. Good luck getting all that crap accomplished, though, listener. I'll probably never see half of it.
Do you know what? Tell us how many you've accomplished.
FreaksandFreakAccidents.com. Up next, the start of Lazy E's Wizard World Series interviews.
Home run!
Reasons to listen to a freak accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court-ordered is irrelevant.
Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Don McLean. He's on the show. No, he isn't.
No. But Lazy E got a... Actually, we both got press passes to Wizard World in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I could not make it, but Lazy E put in the footwork, went down there, snagged a whole bunch of interviews with a whole bunch of interesting people. And I guess we're going to be doing it one every week for the next couple weeks here on the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Lazy E's Wizard World series of interviews is what we're calling this thing.
Now, like we said in the beginning, you'll find out who the next interview is at the end of the show, but right now...
Ha ha ha. You have to keep listening in order to find out.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, this is actually pretty interesting. You sent me the picture of you with him.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy crap. Everybody knows that guy.
He was in, first of all,
the big movie that everybody knows him from, Rookie of the Year.
What am I supposed to do?
Deal from your have to.
My what? What?
The have to.
Are you speaking English?
That was one of my favorite movies when I was a kid.
I loved it.
It's fantastic. And he was also one of the guys in American Pie.
I was thinking maybe, you know, you could give me some advice, brother to brother.
I thought you might know a trick or something to make your...
What's good here?
Show the spicy tuna handle.
What?
How do you do that?
That's a great scene.
He was the one who learned how to do the tongue tornado, right?
Yes, he did.
Wasn't that the one maneuver?
Yes.
In the secret book that was hidden in the library?
Yeah.
Of course, we're talking about... Thomas Ian Nicholas, who I was trying to say earlier in the show and didn't get a chance. He's also a very talented musician as well. He's got his own band.
You'll hear about it in this interview.
Yeah.
You'll hear an amazing fact about him.
Really?
Yeah.
And he's got a new movie coming out as well, which I'm assuming you talk about too.
Wait until you hear what he taught. It sounds amazing.
Well, I'm tired of waiting. Let's get right into it.
Boom.
Lazy E interviews Thomas Ian Nicholas on a freak accident.
He started as our Rookie of the Year, then he showed us a neat way to eat a pie, and now he's ruining his career by talking to me. It's Thomas Ian Nicholas. What's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. Just chilling at Wizard World in Philly and promoting a new film project that I have.
I heard about this. Now, this is like magic and everything going on, right?
Yeah. It's called Handbook for Mortals,
okay. And
it's basically like, Can You See Me? Or now you see me? Now you see... Wow, I said it wrong. Good pitch. Just like Henry. Now You See Me meets Twilight, except instead of werewolves and vampires, we have real magic.
And magic isn't something that's not familiar with you, at least lineage-wise. Someone in your family was a magician, weren't they?
Yes, my great-uncle, John Scarney, was a famous close-up magician. In fact, he wrote one of the first books on close-up magic called Scarney on Cards in the
50s. That's crazy. And now you're in a movie about it. Is this a coincidence?
It's sort of how I got interested, because the film also takes place in Vegas, which is my hometown.
Okay.
And so the film centers around Zayd, who goes to Vegas and auditions to be in a magic show. And she gets hired onto the magic show, except we find out that she can do real magic. And that's the basis of her illusions. And then there's a love story that happens with her and a couple of the crew members on the magic show. So you get to see behind the scenes of like a very big like Vegas, you know, magic show on the strip.
So you're from Vegas. How do you feel about the Raiders moving to Vegas?
Where, I mean, it's funny because I used to, it's kind of like everywhere I've lived, because I used to live in Northern California in Santa Cruz.
They follow you everywhere.
And then I, you know, grew up in LA and I'm from Vegas. So it's like the three places that feel like my home are where the Raiders have essentially been.
So you were in all these iconic movies. You don't look much different, which good for you. Which one do you get more of, Rookie of the Year or do you get American Pie?
You know, in most places, considering that American Pie is like a billion-dollar franchise, it's American Pie. Like, I remember one time randomly, my wife's a DJ, and I went with her. She was playing in Margarita Island off the coast of Venezuela. I went with her. We had a layover in Caracas, and I got recognized at the airport in Caracas for American Pie.
Wow.
But then, you know, you go to, like, my band touring around the Chicago area, and in Chicago and Illinois, it's like this bubble of Rookie of the Year, and, like, yeah, there's that American Pie thing, which is also kind of true in Philly, because Philly's a big, you know, a big sports town. So, like, here people are kind of, like, more into Rookie of the Year than even American Pie.
Has anybody come up to you and said funky butt lovin'?
Not yet, but I did have to write it on a picture, I'm sure.
Okay. Okay. What's the movie name again?
The new movie is called Handbook for Mortals, and... Yeah. What we're doing at Wizard World is exclusively to Wizard World fans. They can pre-order the book because it's going to be a book series and a film series. So we're going to be shooting the first film later this year. The book gets launched August 24th at Wizard World Chicago, but we're doing pre-sales of the book now. So it's a limited edition.
And the movie, when does the films get released, or is that still tentative?
The film will be released next year. I mean, obviously, once we start into production, it's usually at least a year before the film gets released. You know, there's a lot of time into the post-production and, you know, planning the release and everything. So, yeah, it'll be, from the time we start, it'll be about a year before it comes out.
And it'll be unique because it'll be the only movie coming out next year that isn't a superhero movie.
Exactly. And we're going to be releasing a lot of exclusive content to Wizard World fans.
Okay.
So, like, as we start to film, there'll be, like, first look of, you know, scenes from the film or first look trailers, like all sorts of inside access.
And where can people get information on this if they want to get every bit and follow this all the way?
Well, handbookseries.com is the website, and it has links to all the socials. We're on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. Lanny Sarum, the author of the book and the writer of the script, and I met through her, like, managing bands before this. She managed Blues Traveler and Plain White Tees.
And you've played with Blues Traveler before, didn't you?
I have. Because of Lanny, I got to write a song with Blues Traveler. It was on their last record that came out in 2015, and the Plain White Tees will be in the movie as well.
You just have all the stars coming in. Will you have Gary Busey after Rookie of the Year? Because, yeah, I was pre, like, weird, scare.
It was not pre anything. Gary Busey was crazy then, too.
Oh, so it wasn't just the motorcycle accident. It was this has been him.
Yes, I think he pretty much, like, already had two metal plates in his head by the time we shot Rookie of the Year.
Okay, so it was crazy from the beginning, crazy now, and you don't keep in contact.
I've run into him. It's been, probably about 10 years since I ran into him.
Does you run into him, like, on the street, or is he in your front yard just, like, waiting for you going, funky butt loving?
Hopefully that never happens.
Thomas, Ian, Nicholas, make sure to check out that movie. We have it all right here. I'll, in fact, link it up when we post this up on our Facebook as well. Thank you for joining my show.
Thank you so much for having me on, man.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember it, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
Because it's summertime.
Don't we know it in Northeast PA?
It's been hot the last couple days.
Oh, yeah.
And the AC in my car is not working.
Oh, no! Oh.
Yeah, being stuck in traffic, not being able to move with no air conditioning is a treat, let me tell you.
But it's definitely not worse than these two things. Ooh, boy.
Yeah,
oh, boy.
What... Well, I mean, we know society is heading downhill fast, but yes. I think these two things are quite evident of that. This is definitely the unsexy summer, if there ever was one.
It's leading that way.
Starting off with a swimwear trend that I'm a bit concerned about.
Yeah, when I first saw it, I almost vomited.
Yeah. You know, after Casino Royale came out, guys were buying those short swimsuits, you know, because Daniel Craig's James Bond wore one in the movie, and it became like a thing. Banana hammocks, I'm sure, were a thing at one time or another.
With Borat, the big, long spaghetti thing.
Banana hammock.
So now, the clothing website Beloved now boasts a new swimsuit for guys, the Sexy Chest One Piece. Yes, which is printed with a realistic-looking torso and plenty of chest hair.
It's a disgusting design.
It is the grossest thing I've ever seen.
The chest hair swimsuit.
Now, see, I saw this for women.
Yeah, that's what I saw it for. It's
for
a
women?
Guy's chest. It's,
right. Oh, but a women's bathing suit.
Oh, I thought this was like a weird thing for guys to wear.
No.
No, this is...
That makes it...
Worse?
5 times worse.
Well, considering...
10 times even.
The real issue is...
It's $44.95. That's the real issue.
Oh, well,
who's paying that kind of money for this?
A lot of people, but I think that's... It's on women and just... You got to see the picture on why that makes it worse.
Yeah.
It gets a lot worse.
So basically, you look naked and you also look like a mutant with a man's torso.
Yeah.
That's, you know, topless at the beach or at the pool.
You look like Encino Man.
You look like that. Do you ever watch Ah Little Monsters? Or Ah Real Monsters? The thing that holds his eyeballs above his head? That's what you look like wearing this. That's the first thing I thought when I saw the picture of it. I was like, yeah, I don't want to look like that when I go to the pool or the beach.
If you want to see a picture of it, we got it up at our Facebook page and over at afreakaccent.com.
I wish we didn't. I really wish we didn't.
We have to. It's our job.
So what could be worse than this? No. I'm not talking about the next thing yet. I'm talking about what would be a worse bathing suit than this.
Well, I saw they also make pizza bathing suits.
That's not worse. That's delicious.
That's amazing. Yeah,
it's edible. It's just the print.
Yeah, but it gets me hungry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that idea. Oh, my God.
I would wear one of those, for sure.
I'd wear the onesie, yeah. I'd wear a twosie, too. What would be worse, though? That's hard, because that one's...
How about one that was made of chest hair? That would probably be worse.
Oh, a Lady Gaga-inspired one that's made out of meat.
Yeah.
A meat swimsuit. You just... swim with meat.
How about one that's like non-GMO and all natural, and it's just like leaves sewn together?
Oh,
well, wait. We could solve society's problems if people were wearing meat suits at the ocean.
Shark.
I'm suddenly on board.
Yeah,
like
never mind. That's a great idea for a bathing suit.
Submit your ideas, but none of them will be as good as that one. But if you want to try, go ahead. Freaks@freakaccident.com. But next, something that Lazy E, I'm sure you're thrilled to find out about.
You know what? I'm not as bad as what they're considering for this.
Yeah. Dad bod apparently is still in.
Yeah.
And it's really in.
Oh, yeah. It's what is it? 69% of women, I think it is, that find that more attractive than an in-shape dude.
Yeah.
Is that why I'm with Murderer?
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, Murderer's got the dad bod thing going. Lazy E's got the dad bod thing
going. A little bit, yeah.
I feel like I'm wasting my time at the gym, you know, constantly working out and lifting weights to try and, you know, tone and cut and, you know.
Forget it, man.
Yeah, but you're married. You have nobody to impress.
True.
Yeah, that's even worse. She's stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel? Oh. I mean, we're all kind of stuck, too, but...
Stuck's the wrong word.
This a study like this really makes me think, what am I doing? Am I wasting my time?
Yes, you are.
There's other things in there, too. Like, they say they do it because the guy's more confident. They know they're more confident because they're not worrying too much.
Based on the results of a national study commissioned by Planet Fitness, because of course Planet Fitness did this. You're talking about a gym that has free pizza Fridays. Yeah, go ahead and walk on the treadmill for 5 minutes, then come eat an entire pizza. Yeah, great plan. Yeah.
I think that's an awesome plan. I like that
idea. For Planet Fitness, it gets people coming back.
Oh,
but,
yeah,
you know, if
yeah.
you're going there to get in shape, not so much. Although, then again, that is why I work out as much as I do. It's so I
can eat pizza.
Eat an entire pizza.
Yeah.
Or, you know, 2 dozen wings like I did last night.
Oh, yeah, he's a big boy. Big old jiggly fatty boy.
So this is a Men shouldn't stress about maintaining a perfectly sculpted physique, according to this study. The survey finds that those who identify as having dad bods and the men and women who love them are more widely perceived to be self-confident, committed to their jobs, and have happy marriages. In fact, more than 9 in 10 men, that's 92%, with dad bods are satisfied with their marriage, while more than 4 in 5 are content with their life overall and family life. Plus, not only do 3 in 5, that is 60% of men, not feel judged for having a dad bod, but 61% say that rocking a dad bod invokes a sense of pride.
It's not pride. Like, I would love to be in shape again. I do intend on working out again and really trying to latch down a little bit. But it's kind of one of those, I accept who I am, and yeah. You know what? Proofreader loves me for who I am.
Sure.
And if I get in better shape, great. And that's the goal, but it's not like I'm pressuring myself.
My whole thing is, you know what, the reason that I started the whole diet thing and the exercise thing is because I didn't like how I looked. And I didn't like how I felt. I feel much better now.
And that's the reason you should do
it. I like the way my pants feel and that they fit and the buttons aren't flying off the front of them anymore.
Oh, but that's a fun game. How far can you shoot them?
For the man who was saying he did not want to have to wear pants earlier in the episode, actually before the episode even started.
Right. I want my pants. If I have to wear pants, I want them to at least fit comfortably. Yeah. I don't want to feel like I'm squeezing Play-Doh into a garden hose. Okay.
Zubas. Takes care of everything.
Zubas or sweatpants.
I know. They work with you.
Or the classic lounge pant.
Oh,
my favorite thing to wear while we're recording the podcast in the winter months.
What are Zubas?
You know those Bengals pants I have?
Yeah.
Those big those striped things?
Yeah.
And they're baggy?
Zubas.
MC Hammer pants?
Oh.
Yeah. Do you know why I think women like it so much?
Dad bod?
Yeah, why this many women are all about dad bod over in
because
shape.
If you're a really good-looking woman, you know that guy's going to give his all to keep you.
That and guess what? You take out a nice insurance policy, he's dying a lot faster.
Right?
Oh, come on.
Well, 7 in 10 women find dad bods attractive. That's 69%. Although that is a lot closer to half than I would have thought. It's like it's close to 1 in 2, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, there's people who like different things. Guys like thicker girls, too.
Yeah, that is true.
It's all a type, and everybody has a type.
It's whatever you're into.
Or, you know what? It sounds cliche, but personality does play a part in it, too.
I just like not being out of breath when I walk downstairs in the morning.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Yeah.
That's what I'm all about.
Not there yet, which is good. Don't want to get there.
Expect to see a lot fatter, hairier people on the beach this year, though, if these two stories are any indication.
Woolly mammoth. Oh.
Summer is not sexy this
year.
The early bird catches the worm, but the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
So sorry, listeners.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. That's the anytime I hear that, that's what I think of, which is why I'm kind of sad that Disney owns Star Wars now and not 20th Century Fox anymore.
You're right.
Anyway, this list, a lot has been made of this on social media recently.
People have been buzzing about it.
The New York Times decided to publish what they consider to be the 25 best films of the 21st century so far. Well, it's good that they've given us a hefty start to the 21st century before making a claim like this.
Yeah.
100 years, we're about, what, 17 in? So, yeah.
They're getting a head start, so, you know, later on they have it all done.
Yeah, this is awful self-indulgent, if you ask me.
They didn't have anything to print that day.
Let's see what we think about this, though. Let's see how many of these Mickey has actually seen.
Well, just not read the list, then.
I don't know if this goes in any particular order.
I don't think so, because it goes 1 to 25. Yeah, if it was an order, it would go 25 to 1.
Yeah, I don't know if they're saying the 25th on this list is the best of the 21st. If this is just a general hodgepodge of whatever.
Yeah, they're just putting what 25 are in the dance.
Right, so first is There Will Be Blood by Paul Thomas Anderson.
Nope, I haven't seen it.
Never saw that
one. I mean, I haven't either, but I mean, Paul Thomas Anderson is a good director. So that one might actually be good if I'd seen it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a scary...
It's about an oil tycoon.
Was it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I learned something today.
He persuades the locals in a California ranching town to let him drill on their land. This is one of those important movies that get nominated for Oscars.
Yeah. Oh.
That nobody ever sees.
Right.
No, everybody sees afterwards, so they feel important.
Ah, okay.
There's a reason we never saw it, because we haven't heard of it. Because nobody hears about these movies until suddenly they're on the list for Best Picture.
That's probably where I heard it. Yeah.
They get released in like 13 theaters, but it's Best Picture. No. Star Wars is Best Picture because everybody went to see it.
Yeah.
And everybody enjoyed it, too. Number two on the list is Spirited Away by Miyazaki.
Just skip it.
I have seen that one.
Have you?
Yeah. It actually is very, very good.
What is this one about?
It's like anime. It's there's really no other way to describe it other than that it's anime. But
yeah,
it's,
I wouldn't watch that.
It's good, though. It's trippy, and it's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of got like a Yellow Submarine kind of vibe to it, too, at times, but it's good.
The one thing I love, like, I find interesting about anime, I should say, how many big-time actors do voice work for that, because it's such an easy gig.
Yeah.
And you never know that it's them.
This is true.
Million Dollar Baby by Clint Eastwood. Nope. Absolutely not. Totally disagree. This movie sucked.
I never saw it, so I couldn't
hear. Don't. It sucks.
Why?
Sucky, terrible movie. It just sucks. It's an awful movie. It's about some girl who wants to be a boxer, and then she dies at the end.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a true story.
It sucks.
Well,
it's a sucky true story, too.
It's a true story, though. They couldn't really write it any other way.
And it truly sucks.
I think it's a true story.
Sucks.
You know what? I'm going to say it is, because I said it confidently.
A Touch of Sin by Jaya Zanghi, directed by Jaya Zanghi. I've never seen this. Never
what is that? Isn't that Julia Child's cooking show in hell?
And we'll take a touch of sin and put it in the oven, and now we have our broche.
At 666 degrees.
666.
The Death of Mr. Lazarescu.
Nope.
God bless you.
That's got to be another one of those
artsy-fartsy type of...
Yee-yee. Never heard of that either.
No.
Oh, really? Oh. The animated movie Inside Out.
I remember that
movie. It's a Pixar movie. It was only out a couple years ago, 2015.
Those movies will always make the list.
What was it about this one, though, that made it so good?
What was the whole premise of this movie?
It was about, like, it was basically about germs who live inside somebody's body, Inside Out.
Don't think I ever saw it.
Yeah.
Neat take, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah.
Different idea?
I don't know. It's
again, it might. Maybe it had a political plight to it.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard a lot of good things about it, but it's like a kid's movie to be one of the best movies. Although, then again, Toy Story is an excellent movie, yeah.
Well, it's kind of but the reason I say political plight, everybody loved WALL-E and everybody got praise for it. And I finally watched it, and I was like, great, great, great. Oh, here's the message. And it's all about political stuff. Yeah. Great.
The movie Boyhood, which they actually filmed over the course of 12 years. They actually filmed this kid growing up.
I heard that's fantastic.
Really? Because I heard it sucked. So I'm going to assume that
sucked. I just think you're being hipster.
No.
It's because it's popular. No. You're not liking it.
No, that's not true at all. I happen to respect the opinion of certain people who I know on the internet, and they said it sucked.
I've heard it's fantastic. So there you go.
Well, technically, you're somebody that I trust, and you're on the internet on this podcast. So now I'm torn, and I don't know what to feel. Summer Hours, never heard of it. I don't know. This movie I didn't see, but I heard a lot of great things about it. The Hurt Locker.
Yeah, that one I've seen.
I think I did watch that.
Really?
Was the bomb.
Yeah, the bomb disposal. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Was it good?
That was good, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the one that has a very shocking ending, and I accidentally saw it. And it made me mad. So now I'll never see the movie.
Oh, you only saw the ending. You didn't see the beginning. Okay, gotcha. Where is that going?
Didn't know that was going to be the clip it showed.
Inside Llewyn Davis?
John Malkovich?
Yeah, probably like that movie where they're inside his head and going through his life and blah, 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 blah.
Timbuktu?
Is it spelled like a real name? Timbuktu.
Oh, man. Kind of like Good Will Hunting. In Jackson Heights. Never heard of that
one. What is that one about?
I'm assuming it's about a movie that takes place in Thanks. Jackson Heights.
Thanks, ass.
If I had to take a guess.
Thank you.
Le Hunt.
Frenchy movie. I don't even care.
Directed by Jean-Pierre and Luc Dardenne. I don't know. Are N's pronounced in France? I don't know. There's a bunch of letters that
Mickey?
They just don't. They're silent all the time.
Mickey
Saint-Pierre over there can explain this maybe, perhaps.
Nope.
Thanks for repping that heritage.
We need you for one thing, and that's Frenchy stuff.
Interesting. This movie is called White Material.
Oh, why does it have to be white material?
Well, I mean, and it's interesting because the clip that's playing here is like somebody driving down the street, and there's a bunch of black soldiers standing in the road pointing guns at
us. Oh, maybe that's the whole... Well,
like in the Congo or something like that?
Is there a short little...
It's setting is an unnamed African country. Yeah, so it's like one of those... there's like a civil war going on, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Again, that'll be another one of those important movies. You know,
they have a message that's really important, but it's really boring.
Munich, which was directed by Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one either.
I think I might have seen that, but I don't remember.
I have a feeling I know what it's about, so...
A movie called Three Times. I haven't seen it even one time.
Yeah, so how can they make that claim? How can you have some more if you only had one?
The Gleaners and I?
You see, this is what I'm... This is weird.
This list sucks.
Have I seen a Star Wars on there yet?
Now, this one I agree with. 100%. Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It had everything.
That may be one of the best movies I've ever seen. That's like top five for me.
Not only that, that was a movie we all saw. Because I know Mickey saw that. And if you go back, you can find a gem, listener. If you go to the podcast section of AfreakAccent.com, go to the March 3rd of 2016. Mickey, after seeing it, described that movie. And I think we need to relive moment. Yeah, let's just relive that for a second.
A guy with a mom complex who acts like a three-year-old and likes to play with a whole bunch of toys. Like really big toys.
That was what she got from 2.5 hours of a movie.
Yep. Sticking with it.
Dude, I'd buy those toys and I'd play with them like crazy. Like, you know. Moonlight. This movie was just out last year. Moonlight.
Is that the one that was the controversy at the Oscars? It was Moonlight and that other movie?
Yeah. They screwed up who got Best Picture or whatever it was.
Yeah, and they said it was that movie, but it ended up being the other one.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah.
Because everybody thought this one should have gotten it, but it didn't, and it was a big upset.
I can't wait to the sequel, Sunrise.
Wendy and Lucy. Is that about Laverne and Shirley's daughters?
Thanks, Mickey, for that chime in, that stellar chime in right there.
I'm not there.
Yes, you are. What's the next movie?
No, I'm not there. I'm here.
What is that?
A movie about somebody not being there.
I thought you were just going to say a movie, and I was going to smack you.
Oh, it's about Bob Dylan.
Oh,
it's not a biopic, though.
Yeah, that would be a great movie. So all you hear in the movie...
nothing that makes any sense.
God.
Silent Light... A Mexican director, Carlos Reygadas.
Reygadas. And what?
I'm noticing Star Wars isn't on this list.
I don't think it's going to make the list at this point. There's 25.
Absolutely. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. 100% agree.
Never saw that movie.
Great movie.
What is the, I know Jim Carrey's
Mickey,
in
you agree?
Yes, I saw it. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was very good.
Jim Carrey's in it. What is the idea of that movie?
To describe it, I don't think I could. Here's what this says. Let's see.
I mean, I heard everybody talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you would describe it. It's like...
Mickey?
Like, how would you put that into, like, a concise elevator pitch? It doesn't really have one. You know what I mean? It's just a great movie. You just have to see it.
Oh, Mickey's going to let us know.
A guy with a mom complex who acts like a three-year-old and...
There you go, thanks.
How did this movie make it on the list? But I absolutely agree. Last one, number 25, The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Ah, Kelly Clarkson! It was unbelievable. That movie just was greatness.
Yeah, it was touching, it was heartwarming, it was also frigging hysterical.
There was it was like Guardians of the Galaxy for a comedy.
Yeah.
It had everything.
And this was one of the rare situations where a comedy movie is actually successful and, like, well thought of, too. Yeah. Usually comedies just get panned by the hoity-toity crowds. A lot of, like, you know, the hoity-toity people actually like this one.
Well, look at the cast. And that cast one was ridiculous.
Yeah. So, like, I agree with, what, like, 3 on that list, then?
Yeah, because we haven't heard of the rest of them.
4? I mean, I liked Spirited Away, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Mad Max, and 40-Year-Old Virgin. The rest of them sucked.
I can tell you 2 that I can guarantee I agree with, but Mad Max and 40-Year-Old Virgin. So, I haven't seen the rest.
You may have to... You know what? That'll be your project over the next couple months. I want you to watch all of them and write in pen an essay on each one about how much it sucks. And then we can bring it back.
Okay, I just have to write how it sucks. It's just going to be all the 25 papers. It sucks.
You have to be creative, though. Describe how it sucks.
It horribly sucks. I'm like Mickey with this list. I haven't seen any of them.
Maybe we'll revisit it. Maybe we won't. I don't know. Maybe you'll revisit this episode. Maybe you won't. I don't know.
Isn't there a song like that? Maybe you'll do this. Maybe you won't. Maybe you do this. Maybe there's some 90s song.
Mickey, you're the musician. Go write that song and then bring it in.
No, I think it already exists.
Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't.
You just need to make a cover of it. It's fine.
I'm not there.
I'm here.
That's going to wrap up this episode. Thank God. I know you're happy it's over.
We end with madness.
Yeah, we end with madness. That's usually how these things go. But don't forget, Mickey, what's the website?
Oh, my God.
AFreakAccident.com.
It's literally the name of our show. Oh, my God.
AFreakAccident.com. I just love, like, she leans into the microphone, and then her eyes just shoot off into the distance, and she's like, wait.
All you heard was, you actually heard from her brain.
They actually learned, like, wait, what?
Am I on something?
Yeah. Now, AFreakAccident.com, thank you. Click connect on the menu bar. You can find links to all of our social media, sites and pages,
Facebook,
and all that stuff.
Twitter, all that.
Yeah, come follow along with us and interact with us throughout the week. We would love to hear from you. That's all that we want is for our friends who listen to our show to interact with us. So do that. And don't forget, you can subscribe to this show on iTunes. It'll be automatically delivered to you each week. The more subscribers we get, the higher we climb in the charts. And also, what other thing helps us climb those charts is good reviews. So leave us a good review, rate us highly, and you'll help us out in that way as well.
Don't tell us we suck.
Yeah.
You can email us that, freaks@afreakaccent.com.
Well, unlike all those movies where we're assuming, you've heard this show. This show is gold. You know that.
Silver at worst.
Yeah, right. Bronze, maybe So you can also subscribe on Google Play Music or wherever podcasts are downloaded. And don't forget, the email is freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Yeah.
Include your mailing address. We will send you stickers. So thank you for tuning into this week's episode.
And if they thought this was good, get ready for the gold next week, because the Wizard World series of interviews kicks it up a notch.
Yeah, Lazy E got the chance to interview Rob Liefeld.
And if you don't know who he is, he's the guy who created Deadpool, the comic.
Comic writer, comic artist, and he dropped a little bit of news on you.
Do you know what? Let's tease it a little bit.
Okay.
All right?
There's a rumor that there's a movie deal in the works.
No, it happened. It happened.
What movie is it?
You're going to have to come back next week to find out.
And guess what? It hasn't been published anywhere.
We know. Yeah, you want to find out? A Freak Accident next week. Plus, I think it's going to be the return again of Yes or BS. Another game of that. Yes. So. Come back next week. It'll be fine, I promise. Catch you next time. Thanks for joining us. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
It's a disgusting design.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. You're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes. A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.